The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
It's World Backup Day. That's the annual reminder that if we don't want to look the fool after data loss, we need to create secure backups. To talk about that and many other things, I'm joined by Sergey Belousov, the founder and CEO of Acronis here in Singapore. Welcome to Money FM.
Good morning, and good morning, Singapore.
And let's start with this World Backup Day. It's March the 31st. It's a day that's been going on since 2011.
Yeah.
What is it? Why was it created, and what is it for?
Well, it was created on one of the user forums, Reddit, by concerned users, noting the fact that at least at that time there was not enough people doing backup.
It is a big problem, isn't it? Because you did a survey, and the results of the survey were quite staggering. And we're going to find out more about Acronis in a minute, but let me give you the results of the survey. 31% acknowledge they do not back up their personal data. About 35% said they or a family member had lost data, and 47% reported they do not back up. They use the cloud as backup destination. What does that tell you about the practices of people is generally like?
Well, people are not as concerned today about safety as they should be, and they are not as concerned about their data. And it's really just a matter of time before data become crucially important for them, if it's not today. And it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when they lose it.
Mm.
In last year, our survey shown that in Singapore, 58% of people experience data loss, and actually 44% of businesses.
Wow, that's
so always
massive.
Happening.
That's a massive thing. And of course, we've seen very public cases, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know, with government bodies and all that. So this survey, tell me about who was surveyed in it. What kind of people?
We are surveying everybody who we can reach. Mm. We are surveying every country. And in fact, Singapore came up as a country which is most aware of cyber threats, because the cyber threats actually did happen here.
Mm.
And they happened several times. And they were widely publicized, and they actually touched a lot of people.
Mm, well, let's talk more about World Backup Day. Obviously, there are different ways that you can back up data. So what would you say? What kind of advice would you give?
Well, I think ultimately there is several things you need to remember. One of them is that you need to keep multiple copies of your data. You have your original data on your device, and it's better that you have two more copies, one of them somewhere close. And, you know, in Singapore, everything's close, so you can keep it locally or you can keep it in the cloud.
Yeah.
And another one in the cloud where it's more safe, you can keep it for a longer period of time.
Mm. So you're saying the cloud and then a physical hard drive or something
for
like
example,
that?
For example, yeah.
And how many people are doing that, do you think? Not many, right?
Not many. I think in consumer, personally, I think, 35% is very, very high mark.
Mm.
Actually, it's probably only, I would think, 10, 20% of people are doing backup and thinking about backup.
Yeah. Why do you think that's the case? Because we see these public examples of people losing data in a major scale. Why do you think that? Do you think people think, it's not going to happen to me?
No, I think it's just a matter of time and matter of personal experience. If you think about, for example, flu vaccinations, it took maybe 50 years before people started doing vaccinations of everything. And there is still a lot of people who don't do flu vaccinations. And, flu is not good for you. You physically experience pain. Almost everybody got flu once or several times per year, but nevertheless, they don't do vaccinations. And so it will take time before people will realize that losing data is happening. And there is a wonderful cure against losing data and against any data leak and as backup.
Mm. Any ceremonies for World Backup Day? I know that different days have different ceremonies. Is there anything special?
We're just doing celebration and just using it as an opportunity to promote the fact that doing backup is crucially important.
And interesting, isn't it? It's before April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day is April the 1st, and World Backup Day is March the 31st. So you don't want to be looking the fool on April 1st.
My daughter was born on March the 31st. She has a birthday today.
Oh.
She's 21 today.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday. Happy 21st.
She's Singaporean, yeah.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. with Sergey Belousov, the founder and CEO of Acronis. And you're, you know, obviously you're from Russia originally, but you have a strong background to Singapore. You've been here 25 years.
Yeah, over 25 years. Wow. I actually came here at the end of 93.
Wow. So what made you depict Singapore at that time? That's a long time ago.
I was very young. I was 21 years old, just like my daughter today. And I wasn't thinking that much. But, you know, I came here for business. I came here to look for suppliers for spare parts, computer spare parts. I also went to Hong Kong at that time. I also went to Seoul. And I needed to open office somewhere. And Singapore looked like a most comfortable, safe, and yet very well-connected place. And I'm very happy that I made the right choice.
And it was very different back in 93 compared to today, right?
Yeah, it was different, but it was still very much the Singapore we see today. Mm. Not so much traffic jam, very clean, everything's very organized, very safe, good airport. Only one terminal at that time.
That's right, that's right. That's incredible. So tell me more about what Acronis does here in Singapore. You're the founder and CEO.
So we founded the company here in 2003, and this is our main headquarter. We have two headquarters, one here, one in Switzerland, but this is our main headquarter. We have close to 150 people, and we do just about everything. We have executive management, we have sales, we have marketing, and most importantly, we have engineering. We plan to ramp up our engineering. We're actively looking for people to join this core engineering capacity here to about 150 people, hopefully maybe to 200. We have head of our engineering here. We have several other key positions which are based here. So this is really a core of our engineering.
What kind of engineers are you looking for?
We're looking for software engineers. We're looking, actually, it sounds like we will be looking for hardware engineers as well. We're looking for architects. We're looking for product managers. We're looking for program managers. We're looking for test managers, for all kinds of engineers for very, very complex and very sophisticated technology which we build to protect data applications and systems.
So how's your company evolved? How's it grown from back in 2003 when you first started?
Well, we are about $250 million in revenue. We are about 1.3 thousand people. We're growing very, very rapidly. We should grow to about a billion by 2022.
Wow. With Sergey Belousov, the founder and CEO of Acronis here in Singapore, marking World Backup Day. So what are kind of some of the interesting projects you've been working on in recent times around data and data protection?
We have a lot of interesting projects. We file almost 300 patents over our history. We file about 50 patents a year. A lot of the patents actually originate from Singapore. Some of the most interesting things we've done are related to integration between security and data protection, between basically security products and backup, because one of the main threats for your data, for your application, for your system is actually security threat. And there is a lot which can be done by integrating security with backup and making backup and restore aware of restoring to a safe configuration, making a backup to be able to store data for forensic. The other interesting projects which we have done are related to making data authentic, making sure that you can sign the data and store the digital signature in blockchain. So if you need to access your data 5, 10, 20, 30 years later, you can check if it was modified or if it's all the same data.
Oh, wow. Mm.
So that is something which we have invented here in Singapore. The other interesting projects are related to our cyber infrastructure, which is software-defined compute, software-defined network, and software-defined storage, which allows us to be so cost-efficient when protecting the data of our customers. We believe that every piece of data, every piece of application, every device have to be protected. That means there is a lot of devices, there is a lot of data, and unless you do it very, very easy and very efficiently, you cannot do it because it's just too expensive or too complex. And that's what we are really trying to innovate about.
That's the thing. I really think that people want that ease of backing things up and saving their data. If it's too hard, they probably won't do it, right?
Yeah, I always give example. You know, all of us learn over the past 100 years to brush our teeth and to floss our teeth. But imagine it will take 1 hour to actually brush your teeth in the morning. And imagine it will take, you standing on your head to floss your teeth. I don't think many people will do it. And so literally everybody wants their data to be protected, but they don't want to really worry about it. And that's what we are really innovating about. We are innovating about making sure that everything you have is completely protected from the standpoint of safety, so you don't lose it from the standpoint of accessibility, so you can access it anywhere in the world, because one of the ways to lose your data is to not be able to access it. From a standpoint of privacy, which is super important, and a lot of the things which happened in Singapore were about privacy, and loss of control who actually can look at the data from a standpoint of authenticity. And that's where we need blockchain, so you can make sure that the data is original and also from the standpoint of security.
With Sergey Belousov, the founder and CEO of Acronis here in Singapore, is it just my imagination or is it actually worse here in Asia when it comes to cyber attacks and the vulnerability that we have?
I think world Asia is invented by Europeans and Americans. There is no Asia. Asia is a very large place.
Yeah.
And so there is many different countries in Asia and they're protected in a very different way. There is China, there is India. Mm-hmm. I'm flying to Nepal today. So there is a very difference in every country. Singapore is probably the most protected country, one of the best protected countries in the world, and it's ramped up its cyber protection spending over the past years multiple times, and today probably spends more than any other country on cyber protection. But if you go to nearby country, Indonesia, the cyber protection is less.
Malaysia, Vietnam, Thailand.
Malaysia is probably not so bad.
Okay. So what are the ways forward? What are the ways you're looking to expand your business?
Well, I mean, we're building more and more product to protect your data better and to protect your application and systems. And we're growing in every country. We are launching a lot of new products this year. So this year is really transformational year where we convert from the backup company, which is where we joined World Backup Day, to a cyber protection company, which is what we want to be in the future. And so there is just a lot to do.
And how easy has it been working with the Singapore authorities and Singapore government here with your business?
Very easy. I became Singaporean 19 years ago. Singapore is a relatively small country, but it's extremely well organized, as you know. And it's if you're a global company, it's a very good place for headquarter because you do business globally, but you have a safe, secure, private, authentic, and accessible home.
So how do we find out more about what you're doing with Acronis and World Backup Day?
No, I mean, in the World Backup Day, we basically try to follow our mission. And our mission is to protect all data application and systems. And, of course, we compete with other companies. But more importantly, we see a lot of unprotected data application and systems. Mm. And the world is becoming digital. Everything in the world is becoming digital. All personal processes, all business processes, all government processes, every processes are becoming digital. And so not protected data is not only bad for business. It's not just about data loss and financial loss connected, but it could also be loss of life.
So if people want to reach out to you, whether they're an SME or a startup, how can they contact you?
They can just go to our website. They can also go to my, send an email to me. I'm very fast on email, sb@acronis.com.
Okay. Well, happy 21st to your daughter. Happy backup day to you as well.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure having Sergey Belousov, the founder and CEO of Acronis, here on Money FM. Thank you, Sergey.
Thank you.